O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the way of Allah, you cling to the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world to the life of the hereafter? If it is so, then you should know that the comforts of this life are little compared to the life of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, he will inflict on you a painful punishment and replace you with other people, and you cannot harm him at all, for Allah has power over everything. If you do not help the Prophet, it does not matter. Allah did help him when the unbelievers drove him out of his town, the second of the two, while the two were in the cave, and the enemy came to the opening of the cave. He said to his companion, Abu Bakr, later the first of the rightly guided caliphs, "Do not worry, Allah is with us." So Allah sent down his serenity on him and strengthened him with forces which you cannot see. Thus he made the word of the unbelievers lowest, while words of Allah remain supreme. Allah is mighty and wise. March forth whether you are equipped lightly or heavily and make jihad. Exert your utmost in the way of Allah with your wealth and your persons. That is best for you if you understand. As for the hypocrites, if the gain would have been immediate and the journey short, they would have certainly accompanied you. But the long journey was too hard for them. To justify their not accompanying you, they would even swear by Allah, "If we were able, we would certainly have marched with you." By doing so, they are destroying their own souls, for Allah knows that they are liars.